Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A court hearing is scheduled for today over the treatment of prisoners at Massachusetts Maximum Security Prison. Defense attorneys allege the State Department of Correction is violating the rights of prisoners at the Sousa-Baranowski Correctional Center by denying them access to legal counsel and legal documents. They also say their clients have been abused since violence broke out last month and three correctional officers were hurt. The Department of Corrections says restrictions were placed on prisoners after the violence, but says most have now been lifted. Groups of state lawmakers have been visiting the prison to see the situation firsthand. Among them is State Representative Lindsay Sabadosa, a Democrat from Northampton, who joins us this morning to talk about it. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning.
So, as I understand it, you've made two visits to the Sousa-Baranowski prison. The most recent was Friday, where your visit included walking through a cell block. What did you hear from prisoners and correctional officers? But if you would, start with the prisoners. What was the main theme of what they told you?
The main theme was really that tensions are still very high at the prison and that things have certainly not returned to normal. Many of the prisoners spoke about different assaults that they had witnessed and or been part of. We were able to witness various wounds that prisoners had had received. So there were taser burns, dog bites, lots of bruising, and then lots of wounds actually due to self-harm. One of the things that all of the prisoners report is that there have been many suicide attempts. So there were various cut marks and ligature marks on people throughout the prison. They spoke a lot about property not being returned, about their mobility being severely limited at this point.
And what do corrections officers say? What did they tell you?
Intention is still pretty high. There were some correctional officers who were very emotional. I mean, obviously there was an assault against correctional officers, and so they're working in a place that is difficult. Some of the correctional officers who worked in other units, you know, where prisoners are receiving a little bit better treatment. So in the medical area and in the special treatment unit, they seemed a little bit more relaxed. But, you know, for the most part, I would say that it's still a pretty difficult situation for everybody in the prison.
The civil suit that's being heard in court today alleges that the prisoners were denied access to their attorneys. In response, the Department of Corrections says that the men were temporarily not allowed to see their attorneys, but most restrictions have now been lifted and the prisoners are allowed out of their cells for more than 2 hours a day. Is that consistent with what you heard from the prisoners?
We heard as of Friday that they were being let out of their cells for an hour of rec time and that they were also given time for calls and a shower. That had previously been about a half an hour for either a call or a shower, or I suppose if you rushed, you could do both. But we haven't heard that they've been let out for 2 hours a day. I know that some of the officials had said that things are returning back to normal, but again, the prisoners are saying this really isn't normal. This is a new normal.
Are you hearing that the tactical teams that were brought in about 11 days after the violence are still there in the prison?
They are definitely there. I witnessed the tactical teams. And I would also say, we've heard reports from some of the prisoners that the tactical teams were actually there before the situation occurred on January 10th. So that's the main complaint, honestly, that the tactical team is there, that the tactical team is the team that has committed the majority of assaults on prisoners. And people are pretty terrified. And, you know, they look like a SWAT team. They have non-lethal guns that they carry that shoot rubber projectiles. We've also heard tales of beanbag guns and pepper spray, as well as the tasers and certainly the dogs.
Some are calling for an independent investigation of the Sousa-Baranowski prison. Are you?
Yes, I think that is absolutely something that needs to happen. I think we need to find the proper body to conduct an independent investigation. The whole culture of the prison has to change so that both the guards and the prisoners feel safe at a bare minimum.
Will you be making more visits to the prison? What are your plans?
Absolutely. I every time I go, I get to talk to more people. And the first time, the prison was still in lockdown, and so we had a lot of non-contact visits. But the second time, being able to walk through a cell block and talk to people as they're in their cells, you know, that way you really get a lot of information from folks. You're not doing formal interviews, but you're at least getting 20 or 30 seconds with each person where they can tell you the main things that are bothering them. And so there are a lot of recurring themes. I'd also really like to spend more time sitting down with correctional officers, hopefully one-on-one, so you know, we can hear their side of the story and what they think is going on. I know that things are very tense for them, too, and I'd like to find a way forward where everybody can exist in a safe way.
State Representative Lindsay Sabadosa from Northampton, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition this morning.
Of course. Thank you.